the extension of the lockdown, criticism that the new travel restrictions don't go far enough, and the death of the celebrated soprano Cara O'Sullivan are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the government's announcement yesterday that the lockdown is to be extended until the 5th of March, and that a new series of quarantine and travel restrictions are to be introduced over the coming weeks. The paper quotes Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald's dismissal of what she called the government's half-measures related to travel and her call for quarantine restrictions to be introduced for all travellers. Similar concerns, which were reportedly raised by cabinet ministers during yesterday's meeting, generate the lead story in the Irish Independent. Under the headline, Backlash Feared as New Travel Rules Do Not Go Far Enough, Philip Ryan reports that Green Deputy Leader Catherine Martin, Chief Whip Jack Chambers and Minister for Higher Education Simon Harris were amongst those who spoke in favour of extending the new quarantine rules, which will only apply to anyone travelling from South Africa and Brazil or to travellers arriving without a negative COVID-19 test. COVID's toll of tears, that's the headline in today's Irish Daily Star, which in common with the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mirror, leads with what it describes as the grim Irish milestone of more than 3,000 deaths from COVID-19, which was reached yesterday. But what about our summer holidays? Summer at home again is the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, while the Irish Sun opts for the headline, Glummer Holidays. Both papers report on comments made by the Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar yesterday that it's unlikely that there will be a complete opening up of travel. Elsewhere this morning, Shane Devlin, the chief executive of Northern Ireland's Southern Trust, is quoted in the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph, comparing the daily death rate in Craigavon area hospital to a car crash. Sometimes it's more like a people carrier or a minibus has crashed, killing all inside, he says. The Irish News leads this morning with the new report into 14 mother and baby homes in Northern Ireland. And back in the front of the Times, the paper reports on the plan to conduct a victim-centred inquiry into how those homes were run. The Times also carries another story on its front page about how 1,088 Chinese citizens have paid up to €1 million each into the government's cash for residency scheme since 2012. The Mail and Independent both flag stories in their front pages about Bartra Capital's plan to build a 104-bedroom nursing home on a 1.4-acre site in Dalkey in South Dublin, which already has planning permission for 18 apartments and six houses. Both papers quote broadcaster Pat Kenny saying that he is taken aback at the scale of the new proposal. The picture on the front of today's Examiner is of Cara O'Sullivan, who, as you'll have heard in the bulletin, died in Cork yesterday at the age of 59. The much-loved soprano was diagnosed with early-onset dementia in 2018. And the Examiner also reports in its front page today on a call from Tipperary woman Siobhan Slattery for people to send 21st birthday cards to her son Owen. Owen has autism and is non-verbal and has been living in the Island House nursing home in Monasterevin, County Kildare, since he was 16. And finally, if you're a trained dancer, you might be interested in a casting call for an upcoming musical which is being shot in Ireland by Walt Disney Studios. The Examiner reports that the casting agent is looking for local dancers aged between 18 and 60 of all shapes and sizes and from all ethnic backgrounds, although we're told that any men applying must be able to lift women in the air.